George Golden is a walking contradiction. On the one side is his Jewish heritage, and on the other, his Christian faith. Some would say that this combination is like oil and water.
I've been asked to leave churches because I do that Jewish stuff. So it's a little tougher walk, and you want to be accepted.
Later in the interview, we asked if Jews wear their history of persecution on their sleeves. Golden said,
"We probably remember a little bit too much more than we need to. But the world doesn't let us forget."
I'm Ed Stortro.
And I'm Jordan Thompson. Thanks for joining us for this podcast, recorded live.
And boy, do we have a holiday story for you. Christmas is a happy time of year. For some, it is a time of gift-giving and fun. For Christians worldwide, it is a time to remember the birth of Jesus Christ. Hanukkah, or Festival of Lights, and Feast of Dedication is an 8-day Jewish holiday commemorating the rededication of the Second Holy Temple in Jerusalem.
The holiday season should be a joyful experience. Yet, Christmas and Hanukkah can sometimes cause separation and tension between Christians and Jews.
It's been an interesting walk to be openly Jewish in a Christian church and have to put up with a certain group of people who don't recognize your position in Scripture.
Golden has lived in Vancouver since 1946. Naysayers of Golden's unique belief system have asked hard questions like,
"How can you do Jewish holidays and be a Christian?" Well, I'm not a Christian. I'm a Messianic Jew. Messianic, in our terms, means somebody who has come to the realization that Jesus is the Messiah in Scripture, and that we believe in that Messiah. But I am Jewish, and to deny that is to deny my heritage, and in my way, denying the Bible. People in my church said, "You can't do that." And I got confused. And I says, "I'm getting it from both sides. They're saying the same thing. You can't do that. You can't be Jewish and do that Christian thing, and you can't be a Christian and do that Jewish thing." It's been challenging.
So wait, is being Jewish a nationality, or is it a faith, or is it an ethnicity?
I asked George the same question, and he said,
"But when you say Jew, you have no, absolutely no question as to who that person is. He's Jewish by culture, he's Jewish by faith, and he's Jewish by a clan of people that have been around for 4,000 years.
Clan. I like that. But what does it mean?
Golden was equating Jews as a group of people or a family. It's similar to the Scottish or Irish clans or tribes. They're a unique people. However, being a Messianic Jew, Golden is caught in the middle of conflict. He sees himself as an outcast.
In the Jewish community, we're basically blacklisted. There's only two kinds of people in the Jewish community, them or us. You're either part of us or you're one of them. And in their eyes, we have become one of them. The Christian community has a very interesting... Some churches basically want to deny our existence. They call it replacement theology. So they write us off, just like our Jewish families do.
Candles play an important part in every Jewish home. The lighting of these candles remind them of their past and their future. Persecution has been part of Jewish history for almost 4,000 years. When asked about persecution, Golden responded,
"Every Friday night, which is part of the Ten Commandments, that we should honor the Sabbath, and we light two candles." Okay? So it's beaten into us for centuries upon centuries. Remember to observe. Okay? And every time we remember to observe, we have people persecuting us for remembering to observe, because you're Jews. The remembering part, you're right. We probably remember a little bit too much more than we need to. But the world doesn't let us forget. But God is God and God is faithful. And He has created a group of people that are so prominent in the world can't deny us. So they hate us. They fear us because they can't get rid of us. We won't go away.
That is a strong statement.
You're right.
So how does Golden celebrate Christmas as a Messianic Jew, or does he just do Hanukkah?
He and his family actually celebrate both. He sums it up this way.
What we do in my house, we don't put up a tree. We don't do Christmas as a lot of Christians would. We just do simple things. We don't decorate a whole lot. We put a few little blue lights up around the fireplace. We have a dinner and we recognize the birth of Jesus and give thanks to God for that. This time of year, we celebrate a holiday called Hanukkah. Hanukkah being kind of a simple holiday. It's just a lot of fun. We light candles. We do presents. And the present part of it is actually fairly new since Christmas became prominent in the late 1800s. And the Jewish kids say, well, they got presents. How come we can't get presents? And we make potato latkes, anything that's cooked in oil, like donuts. Potato latkes or anything is because oil is a very prominent part of the holiday, and we just have a lot of fun.
Potato latkes.
Krispy Kreme.
You know, I respect George. He put himself between a rock and a hard place, and he's standing up for his own unique faith, and I like that.
Isn't it neat that we live in a country that allows us to do that?
It absolutely is, Ed. Well, thanks again for joining us on this podcast, recorded live here. And I'm Jordan Thompson.
And I'm Ed Stortrow. And from Kuv.com, we want to wish you a very best during this joyous holiday season.